This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. There was a sharp increase in the number of new coronavirus cases in China Thursday, with 254 new deaths. Reuters' Libby Hogan has more.
This figure is more than double the prior daily record, reported by China's Health Commission. The reason could be because officials have adopted a new way to count infections. But it was not immediately clear how the new methodology changed the results, nor why the death toll suddenly leapt up so high. It was all the more striking after Wednesday, when China reported its lowest number of new cases in weeks. Officials say they have begun revising old data and suspected cases. China state media said that officials will also start recognizing CT scan results to confirm infections.
That's Reuters' Libby Hogan. AP's Karen Chamas reports the new methodology follows a series of firings among health officials in Hubei province and its capital, Wuhan.
The new approach follows a series of firings amongst health officials in Hubei province and its capital, Wuhan. The new party chief of Hubei province was given to the former Shanghai mayor, Ying Yong, while Wang Zongling will take over as the party secretary in Wuhan. A slew of others were expelled from the party for transgressions related to the epidemic, as the public has widely criticized local officials of the outbreak.
The World Health Organization says it's not seeing a drastic increase in cases outside of China, but European Health Commissioner Stella Kyriakides says the European Union is prepared to fight the spread of the virus.
Member states overall have strong healthy systems and are well prepared to deal with the potential cases of COVID-19 virus.
Elsewhere, a cruise ship which had been stranded at sea for 2 weeks is now docked in Cambodia. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. U.S. Defense Secretary Mark Esper says